the hope of Israel, that Savior thereof in time of trouble. Why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. And I want to preach this morning with the help of the Lord that help is on the way. Help is on the way. God laid that on our heart, Brother Bryce. And I was sitting there last night, and I didn't know. I was so tired after I got from the hospital. I just felt like I needed to study and pray a little bit more. And I just felt like Jeff wasn't going to be able to do much today. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Now, the Bible said there was a dearth in the land. In other words, there's a famine in the land. The United States of America and this world is in trouble, folks. They're in trouble because they have turned their backs on God. They don't believe God's going to do anything. They don't even, most of them even believe in God. The average is about 20-something percent that even go to church, Brother Bryce. They're not going to church. They're not worshiping the Lord. They're not living for the Lord because they don't believe God's even coming back. Amen. They need to read the Bible. The Bible said, as in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The Bible said there's eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, and they knew not until the Son of God come back. The Bible said Noah was over there, brother. I told you the Bible said they wasn't just a few of us living for God. Amen, Brother Mallory. But the Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I tell you, it just takes one man, Kevin, to live for God and to lift his name up and to get his family in. Amen. I told you, I'm thrilled this morning. I'm thankful. But I say this to my kids and my grandkids. If you're not saved and you're not right with God, I expect you to see you in the altar. Not for your papa, not for your dad. I expect it because you need to honor God in your life. Amen. The Bible said there's a dearth or famine in the land. I'll tell you what happened to him, Brother Sonny. Brother, matter of glory to God, it's because of sin, Brother Tony. Amen. You cannot be right with God and say, I'm saved and live out there and everything's all right. It's not all right to live like the devil. You're an example to somebody. Yes. Let me tell you something. My family's here this morning, and I tell them all the time, you ask them at the church, I said, what does your papa tell you? He says, get right with God. That's going to be my message till the Lord comes back. They got children now. Glory to God, my grandchildren, glory to God. But there's always somebody missing, amen. You know why they're missing? Because they don't want to be here. You know why people don't go to church? Because they don't want to be in church. Because when they come to God's house and they've got a church and not a playhouse, and this is a church. This is somewhere where the Holy Spirit, he comes in and pays his people a visit. It's not a playhouse. And this is not a game to me. It's serious, amen. They ever started playing church over here, I'd find me another church. I've been over here, what, 7 or 8 years, Brother Mallory? I've seen soul after soul saved. People after people get right. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you know, they said, you pray God welcome Grove all the time. I said, absolutely. Absolutely, I pray God. I'll tell you why I pray God. Because I know what they stand for. I know how they live. And they don't go to church to sing 3 songs in a special, have prayer, take up off and go home. As our deacon said this morning, he said, we come to follow the Lord. Amen. I admit I'm give out in body, Brother D.B., and you know that. You understand. But the Bible said the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the dearth. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are blackened to the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. They still people crying out to God that we need help. We need help in this country. Our government don't know God. Our leaders don't know God. Our politicians don't know God. It's obvious to me. You can say, I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent. I don't care what you are. But when they get up and they sanction same-sex marriage and abortion and everything else, Jesus, tell me that you know the God of heaven. And they gave him a darling son to die for them. They don't know God, Brother John. They couldn't know it, Brother Bryce.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't want no part of them. to be a part of the church. And I got in. I preached that revival this week, and that the man of God that was preaching to me in May of 1960 was there every night. Every night on a walker. On a walker he came, Brandon. And he told me Friday night, he said, I've never, ever felt any better than I felt this week. And I thought, my God, he's on a walker. He's shaking all over. He said, Brother Randy, would you come up hug my neck? He said, thank you. Thank you for preaching to me. He said, it's just like the Holy Ghost just flooded my soul. He said, you said that from your heart. I said, Brother Joel, I said, it takes a man of God to reach a lost and a dying world. It takes the Holy Ghost, Brother EJ, to go out there and squeeze their heart. Amen. 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 They may be a dart in the land. They may be in a famine in the land. But there's not in my heart. My heart's full of water this morning. I'm not hungry. I'm not thirsty. You see my wife singing about thanking the Lord. I love that last verse. She said, that last verse wasn't written by the song, that it was written for my wife. She said, the best is yet to come. I'm just waiting, as I told Kevin a while ago. I said, the best is yet to come for the children of God. This old carcass is going to die to me. They're going to say a few words over me. My children's going to cry. My grandchildren's going to cry. But I won't be here. Amen. I'll never know it. I'll never hear the prayer. I'll never hear the sermon. I'll never hear the song. But somebody's going to meet me. Jeremiah said the word of the Lord came to him. You know why our God's become a stranger in the land? Because he's become a stranger in our hearts. That's exactly what God told me. When you go out of here this morning, you say, well, I'll get out of here in a little while and I'll be all right. You don't know that, amen. How you could go down the road and you could get killed by another car. Kevin, God, Tracy, I love them, amen. But they're not promised another day. We got to live today for the Lord, amen. They know how I preach. I'm not embarrassing them. They expect it. The Bible said, and their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. You need to send your children to get water if you can't get it for yourself. You need to tell me about how you got saved, your children ain't got saved. If you're not living for them, what do you expect them to do, amen? How do you expect them to get to the house of God until you take them? I'm taking them up. I'll keep taking them, glory to God. But it's not my responsibility. That's what the breakdown of the family in this country is, because of the devil, amen. Brother Blake and me went out to eat last night after we left the hospital. He's broken. He's broken. His heart is broken. I told him, he said, I don't know. I don't care if you tell him. I told him, it don't bother me. He knows me. He said, I don't think I'll ever preach again. I said, don't you ever tell me that. I said, don't you ever tell me that, Brother Blake. He said, what do you mean? I said, Jeremiah tried that. Jeremiah said, I'm not going to speak no more about his name. You know what the Bible said? He said, I couldn't stay. He said, the Bible said he was like a fire shut up in my bones. If you've got the Lord in you, you're going to talk about him. You're going to tell people about him. I tell you, a lot of people say they've been saved. They don't really have the Lord, amen. The evidence is clear. You can tell them I said so. The Bible said the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. Yea, the hind also calved in the field. They give up their young. They didn't have nothing for them to eat. They didn't have nothing for them to drink. So they just throw it in the towel and left them in the field to die. What do you think the people are doing to their kids today? That's exactly what they're doing when they don't take them to the house of God. They're saying, you just do the best you can. You just get by the best you can. You better bring them, amen. You better pray for them. Because if they die, they're going to die and go to hell. In Luke 16, it's a real place. It's not a fairy tale. It's real, amen. The Bible said the rich man died and lifted his eyes in hell. He's still there. He'll stay there until after the books are open. And on that day, my name will be called. The Lamb's Book of Life is where my name is. These are the 66 books. The Bible said Lazarus died and was carried by the angels. Vicki, if the Lord tarries and I go on before you, don't worry about my transportation. I've got heavenly transportation. Brandon, there ain't no doubt about it. If he done it for that little old beggar boy, what's he going to do for the people of God that stood in the gap and fought the battle and been trying to be faithful? I told Brother E.J., I said, I strive. That means to make an effort to do right. Amen. You're not perfect down here, Brother Dale, as you taught this morning, but you've got to keep trying to do right. Amen. The Bible said, after the hinds, they calved, they give up their young. You're giving them up too if you're not in the house of God. You better bring them, amen. And you tell them that the Jesus that died on the cross, he loves them and he died for them. And you've got to get them to him, amen. Last night, I couldn't get in the hospital door, Mildred. I couldn't get in there. There's so many people. It's like a bus station, in and out, see Debbie. That's the most remarkable thing I've ever seen, the way the Lord has just rallied his people around that woman. That's a testimony, the type of woman she is. She is a child of God. Everybody knows it. I'm not talking about people just in Georgia. I'm talking about preachers I know in Alabama. They've heard about Debbie Hall. And glory to God, I'm telling you what, everybody says the same thing. She is a classy child of God. And there's no worrying about her. I'm just waiting. We're all waiting on the call. Glory to God. But I just get thrilled. I couldn't get to the door last night. I waited. Because I'll never butt in on the family, Brother Don. I stayed there over two hours and couldn't get in the room. People just going and coming. I finally give out and I said, I've got to go see Debbie. And I did. I made it to the door and Tony met me at the door. He said, hey, Brother Randy, let's go get a cup of coffee. I still didn't get to go in. I went the night before and I talked to her. But I had this thought come over me so strong, Brother Tony. I didn't get to go in that door. See, he's on the inside now. We're on the outside looking in, just like we are waiting to go to heaven. Amen. But I tell you, that door's going to open one day. Them gates are going to swing open. I'm just excited about it. I can't help it. If you don't get excited about going to heaven, you're not saved. Amen. Or you're not living right one. You ought to be excited. We got a heaven. Amen. Amen. Bible said, oh, Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. For our backslidings are many. I could preach 10 minutes on that, but I'm not. We have sinned against thee. You're sinning against the Lord. When you don't live for him, if you're cussing, and you're drinking, and you're doing all these ungodly stuff, and it don't bother you, listen to what I'm saying this morning. You might not hear this in every church. But I'm telling you, if it does not bother you to sin, you need to get saved, amen. Because when you get saved, and the Holy Ghost comes inside of you, and he'll warn you about sin, and you'll feel bad about it, amen. That's Bible. The Bible said his sons and daughters will be chastened. That's exactly right, Brother John. You say, if you just keep getting by with sin over and over and over, and it don't bother you, I'll tell you what's going to happen to you. You're going to get colder and colder and colder. You'll just be like somebody that's freezing to death and can't get by a fire, Tracy. You'll be so cold, you say, I just need to get by the fire. The only way you're going to get by the fire is come and say, Lord, I'm sorry, amen. And that's how you repent. You don't have to tell him everything you've been doing. He already knows that. The Bible said, your iniquities testify against us. He said, this is about him. I'm saved today because of Jesus. I don't have any righteousness. My righteousness is filthy rags. But you know what he did? He clothed me. And when I preach, I'm clothed in righteousness because I'm standing for him. Not Randy. I'm standing for him. He said, why should thou be as a stranger in the land? He's a stranger in the land because he's a stranger in your heart. If you're here this morning, and he's a stranger to you, and you don't believe the word of God, you need to get in this altar. I'm just about done, Brother Darrell. I'm just about done. I want Bryce to come to the piano. And I've just got this one thought on my heart. I don't preach long anymore. I just quit doing it. But I'm telling you what, the Bible says help is on the way. When Lazarus was over there, he sent the angels. When Mary and Martha was over there, they said, Lord, if you had been here, watch this, folks. Lord, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Martha went running up to him and said that. And he said, thy brother shall live again. I know, Lord. See, everybody knows more than the Lord. I know, Lord, like the woman at the well said, our fathers did this and our fathers. It's not about your fathers. It's about you this morning. Our fathers. I know, Lord, he'll live again in the resurrection the last day. He looked at Martha and he said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. I want you to notice this. I read this again this morning. It stirred my soul. The Bible said Mary had sat still in the house. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. The Lord showed up 4 days late. No, he didn't. He was right on time. He's always right on time. The Bible said Martha went and hollered for Mary and said, the master's here and he calleth for thee. When Martha went out, nobody followed her. Read your Bible. But when Mary got up, Brother Tony, they said they got up and followed Mary. You know why? Jesus tells you why in his book. He said, Mary has chosen the best part. You know what I've chosen? The best part. This book is all about him. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. He's the best thing that will ever happen to you, Miss Frances. He's the best thing that can happen to anybody else. He's the best part, glory to God. And when Mary went over there, glory to God, he didn't have to tell her nothing. Stand your feet. I'm done preaching. If you're here this morning, you're not right with God, you're lost, you need to be in this altar.